In some ways, I think it's worse. In some ways, I think it's better. So in terms of being conservative, he's better in terms of policy than I would have thought. So I thought that he campaigned on an almost apolitical basis. He was all over the place on policy. He didn't know where he was. He's governed very conservative. He's governed a lot like a typical Republican, which is fine with me. But in some ways, you know, all of the doubts that I had about his character, his divisiveness, those have been justified, I think. You know, you look at some of the things that he says, and it's hard to say that this has been great for the country, what he's saying, even if I like a lot of the stuff that he's doing. From a conservative perspective, appointing Justice Gorsuch, I think, was really good. The tax cuts, I think, are really good. I think the cutting regulations is really good. Again, a lot of his policy I agree with.
What's the worst thing he's done?
The polarization of the country. The comments about Charlottesville, some of the comments that he just made about immigration. And the problem for President Trump is that even if you think his intentions are good, he's so bad about how he expresses himself that you very often end up in a situation where it's a Rorschach test. Do you think that he's evidencing bad intentions? Is he saying something that's nasty?
Right.
Or is he just saying something that's dumb and it's being misconstrued? And
right.
You don't really know. And I'm not sure that sometimes he really knows, and that's a problem. I don't think he's a stable genius. Yes, I do think that he is somebody who has a sort of root level understanding and reaction to things that mirrors what a lot of people believe. And that's where he's, I think, on his most solid footing. People have sort of a gut reaction to events.
Right.
And he does a good job of mirroring what those gut reactions are.